This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham has had several questions this spring on choosing the best potting media. K-State nursery crop and marketing specialist Cheryl Boyer has done extensive studies on potting soils and recently contributed a three-part series for the weekly horticulture newsletter. You broke it down really into three separate steps. The first step is just, what are you using that potting media for?
Yeah, so there's lots of different ways to think about the alternative, those bags of potting material that you see at the garden centers. Some of them are really more for landscape application. Others are for containers. And you really need to think about what size of container you're using and what you're going to put in it. So potting media, there's lots of things that you can use to grow plants in. And it actually matters how big the particle sizes are and what they are composed of. But for a bigger container, you want bigger pieces because they'll break down over time. And for a small container, you want maybe something that has smaller pieces, but definitely has some components of water holding capacity so that, you know, when it gets hot, there's still some resources in that container for the plants because their whole world is inside that pot. If there's not food, if there's not water, if there's not structure, then they will fail. But there are also some things to know about what not to put in a container, too, that will prevent some challenges.
Well, you talked about reading the label, and I often think about like food labels and we look for certain things. I'm assuming that's the same way when we're talking about potting.
Yeah, most people actually don't look, and it's kind of an interesting process to look and see what gets put in potting media. It's not as critical as what we eat, of course, but it does influence how your plants will perform in containers. So, for example, the probably the worst thing that you can put in a container is field soil, and there are quite a few materials that are just bagged field soil, and in a container, there's just not enough air space, and it will tighten up like concrete and make it so plants really can't explore and get resources and nutrients that they need. And they'll really struggle in that kind of situation. But a lot of the other materials are sphagnum peat moss, which is generally mined in Canada for here. And there's different species, there's different sizes, there's different coarsenesses of it, or aged or broken down. Pine bark is a big one. There's also a difference between pine bark, which has a low pH, which, as you know, our soils in Kansas tend to be high in soil pH, which some plants struggle with. So if you can put those low pH items in the potting media, our water, which might actually be kind of alkaline or high in pH, will begin to balance that out a little bit and provide a neutral environment for plants. Hardwood bark, on the other hand, is a little bit different and tends to be higher in pH. And a lot of materials have that. It doesn't break down quite as quickly as some of the other materials. There's lots of different things that you might see in a potting media. Many of them will promote that they're organic, but most of them are organic by nature. They just may or may not have gone through the organic certification process, but it's hard to go wrong with a lot of the potting medias that we have, and they come in different sizes of bags, different price ranges. There's lots to choose from, but in general, you want to look for mixes that are pine bark based if you can, just because it helps us mitigate our soil pH and our water pH challenges. And often they'll have some peat moss mixed in too, and that's a nice mix. Before I forget, I want to add, there are some things that you want to look for in terms of food for plants. So in horticulture and greenhouse, a lot of times when we talk about potting media that we're using to grow in a commercial setting, we talk about it having a starter charge. So a starter charge means that when they prepared that mix, before they bagged it up, they put it in a mixer and they added some fertilizer. In some cases, you would prefer it not to have anything in it. But if it's going to go in a container for your annual plants, it's really nice to go ahead and have some fertilizer already mixed in so that plants can have something to eat as soon as you get them in the container.
That's K-State nursery crop and marketing specialist Cheryl Boyer, with information on choosing the best potting media for outdoor use. The articles are in the May 23rd, May 30th, and June 6th weekly horticulture newsletters. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.